How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
It's here. It's book week. You know what that means? If you go online to dyingtobeagoodmother.com, click on the buy now page, you could get your book in just a few days if you have not already ordered. What if I gave you a permission slip that said, your job is to feel good? And what if I told you that the better you feel, the bigger impact you can make in the world? And in fact, that is the magical parenting strategy that we've all been searching for. Hey, I'm Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this show is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and at work. My attempt is to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not a parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh, you will cry, and you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your children, your health, or your relationships. And when you learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to ditch self-sacrifice and step into your brave zone. Hey everyone. Okay, I'm really excited and a little nervous because now I can't hold back anymore. People are getting their books delivered and they're actually reading the story. As an author, a first-time author slash writer slash coach, vulnerable human being in the world, I have had my ups and downs and my moments through this whole entire book writing process. And launch week has been interesting because I've been doing podcast interviews for this book for the last few months. You write the book, you publish a book. There's a lot of the business of the book that happens behind the scenes. But now this is an opportunity where you get to hear my story, my full story, things that I share in the book that I have not shared on the podcast or even publicly. And for those that had early reader copies or that have already gotten their copy and have dug in, I just keep getting messages of, wow, I did not know that that was your experience. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for purchasing. Thank you for always being a super fan and for also supporting the podcast and the show as well. Either leaving a review, an Amazon review would be greatly appreciated if you did purchase the book because every review helps boost the algorithm and also lets, you know, maybe a woman who's frantically searching the internet for answers, maybe she needs to hear the story. And because of your review, she purchases the book and it changes her life. So you're welcome to go to Amazon and leave a review. If you have not already purchased your book and sent your receipt to book, so you can email it to book, B-O-O-K, at heatherchauvin.com, we will give you your pre-order bonuses for the book, but now our pre-order bonuses are closed for the one book. But we're going to be keeping it open until March 26th when you order four or more books, because you're going to be gifted a free VIP link to Aligned and Alive. So this is the only way that you can attend the event is by ordering four books. You can order four books, get them all sent to your house, give them out to get as gifts for friends in the future. You can start your own book club. You can do whatever the hell you want, or you can actually have them shipped to individual people. And all you have to do is take a screenshot or forward those emails to book@heatherchauvin.com. So today I've decided, that on the podcast, I was just going to share some clips of some of the podcast interviews that I have done in the last few months, because there are a lot of interviews out there. My goal is actually to do 100 for this book and in this year about the message and all of that fun stuff. So lots of content. You could probably just Google my name, Heather Chauvin, or look up my name in a podcasting app and hear all of the conversations that I've had with many, many podcasters over the last few months. But I wanted to share a few clips with you today, around, you know, all the aspects of what I teach. But the ones that I'm sharing today are talking about understanding mental energy, becoming the role model. I talk a lot about my book writing process today. A lot of people are very interested in this topic. And I talk about resistance, and the difference between we can do hard things versus we can do uncomfortable things, the importance of telling our stories. And I also had an interesting conversation with somebody around manifesting and how when you feel like your back is against the corner, you have nowhere to go, and the only way out is through. That was really what I was focusing on when I was sick, because I wanted to live and I just didn't even give much energy and attention on the possibility of what if I don't survive. So I get deep. I get deep in today's episode on manifesting, all things book writing process, and beyond cancer, dying to be a good mother. I tell my cancer story, but it is not about cancer. This is about the one life that we have to live and the little time that we have while raising our children. So how do we want to feel? So dyingtobeagoodmother.com, you can check out the book link to purchase your books. You can attend the event Aligned and Alive if you purchase four plus books. All the details are at dyingtobeagoodmother.com. Or cancer was a big catalyst for the book, but if it's not cancer, we're dying in other aspects of our life. So it talks about, it's a prescriptive memoir. It talks about my cancer story, but it also talks about my experience, you know, in my corporate job and my love and passion for helping children. And that, you know, we can be who we want to be as women and mothers and raise the children that we want to be. And this belief that giving to ourselves in any capacity takes away from other people, which is what we've been conditioned to believe for generations and generations, is literally killing us.
Heather, was the writing the book harder, the process harder or easier than you thought it was going to be?
That's a complicated question. What I've discovered is every author has their own experience. And I tried to write the book myself for years. And then when I kind of surrendered and gave myself permission and said, how can I do this in alignment with how I want to feel? Like, what would I tell a client or someone else? It was, I needed to co-create with somebody. So I hired a writer. Also did not know, because I feel like there's one of the things that I really try to do is be honest. You know, there's a lot of people who write books that have writers, and there's no shame in that. But I actually, after that process, I realized I would be doing the reader a huge disservice to believe that I had to do this all myself. And it goes back to believing we have to do everything ourselves. So that writer really helped me to pull it out of me. But I had so much resistance, like having somebody on my team to be like, come on, let's go. I need that story. I need this. I need that. And just working through the resistance. There were moments when I wanted to give up, and there were moments when
I actually said, this is better than 10 years of therapy. I'm like, why didn't I do this earlier? So rapid healing and rapid resistance.
So this person helped you out. Did you have to first of all, how do you even find this person? What was the process for that? And second question, do you have to pay them amount of money up front? Do you give them a percentage of royalties? How does that work?
Yeah. So I think every deal and publication is going to be different. So I went a hybrid publishing route. So it's kind of traditional / not traditional and self-help mixed together. My intention for the book was to have really good quality. I wanted to hold the book and feel like this is, you could buy this in a bookstore. But I did decide to go for a hybrid version, which means I paid every cent out of my pocket. I had to pay a lot of money for this writer because she's a genius, and I had to pay that out of pocket as well. So every deal is going to be different. And it was a referral. It was kind of like a dating game because I also wanted to co-create this experience with somebody who was in alignment with my mission, who got me, who saw me, who could challenge me. Our personalities mixed, and somebody who could hold the deadlines and all of that. So I always tell her every day, I'm like, I just feel like you were sent to me and it was meant to be. But it was a referral from all of these little programs and everything that I was taking to try to figure it out. I have an extremely high tolerance for pain. So I think a lot of us are smiling all the time when we don't really want to be. And I think it's a representation of, I'm not going to say balance, but it's this I try to be positive. I try. And I was like, that's where you lost me when you say try. What is your truth today? Feel that and know it can get better, but you got to work through your shit in order to get to the true freedom on the other side.
And that's the hard work.
Nope. Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
That's my thing. I'm like, it's not hard. It's uncomfortable because I think we live in a culture of hard. We can do hard things. And I'm like, I truly appreciate that statement. But when you're addicted to hard, you seek out hard. But when you want to become addicted to freedom, you seek out uncomfortable, because I know that uncomfortable things are leading me through to the other side. But if it's hard, I'm probably just busying myself because I feel like life needs to be hard in order to be successful. And that almost killed me. So I'm really trying to rework my vocabulary around that.
What was most uncomfortable about actually writing your story out?
So this is a whole other conversation. I tried to write this book. So I had the desire to write a book. So some people say I need to write a book. I'm like, if you think you need to, you probably shouldn't. But I'm always talking about desire. There's those things inside of you. I didn't want to write a book. It was that little voice inside of me that was like, you need to write a book. And I was like, I don't know what I'm writing about, but I also had these beliefs and stories that I told myself that I wasn't a writer. And growing up, I had undiagnosed learning disabilities. I could barely write I would incorrectly spell my name. Even when I started my business and we have to write a lot of emails, I would be terrified when I'd hit submit and I didn't have a proofreader. And then someone would reply back and be like, you forgot a period here. And I would get so it just brought me right back to my younger self in kindergarten or grade 2 or whatever it was. So fast forward, this book was getting louder and louder and louder and the desire was coming out. So I tried to write it. I tried to physically sit down and it was not good for my mental health. And then I practiced what I preached and I said, Heather, how do you want to feel during this book process? And I'm like, I want to feel inspired. I want to feel creative. And I really discovered that I'm a co-creator. So I hired a writer. And she did a lot of, she interviewed me. We did a lot of, she's like, tell me the story. And so a lot of recordings, she would write it out. I would come back to her, we would edit together and it was a co-creation. And it took a lot for me to step into that space of co-creation. And then I felt like a failure because I quote unquote didn't write it. And then I find out that like 90% of like New York Times bestsellers are written by ghostwriters and all of this magic. And it's like, just because I didn't write it, but here's the thing. I told my writer, I would be doing the reader a huge disservice to believe that I was the only one that could write this. And I needed a midwife to pull it out of me. And it was also a representation of like receiving support. I see this for so many women in our businesses and our lives in general. You know, one of my friends just hired additional support during COVID. Her and her husband are working, all of this, and they can afford it. And she's like, I feel so guilty having somebody at my house taking care of my children. I'm like, do you need to work, run a business? You know, your husband does that too, and cook, clean, educate your children, do all these things. Like, why do we need to do it all? When we're practicing what we preach, sometimes we realize we're not living the life that we truly desire. So as a mother, as a business owner, as a visionary, I just, you know, I've listened to those taps, the soul taps, as I call them, and really just saying, you know, how can this get better? How can this get better? And a lot of what I do is help women get back in alignment with how they want to feel, like on every aspect of, in every aspect of their life. And what I've noticed from doing this work is not so much about we don't know what we want, because I hear that a lot. It's more about giving ourselves permission, but we are also butting up against this like cultural belief that, you know, what motherhood needs to look like, or womanhood, or, you know, running a business, or, you know, just like how we feel in our mind and our body. So I'm all about giving the tools and the strategies, but really giving women permission to like go against the grain.
I love that. And so what do you feel gave you permission to do that? And if this takes us back in the story to, you know, the very beginning and those elements, I'm happy to go there if that feels good with you right now.
Yeah. So since, you know, well, this is launching right around my book. And so the book is really a teachable memoir around my story. So it's called Dying to Be a Good Mother. And I was dying in many ways. A huge part of my story is when I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 8 years ago. But the interesting part, when you asked me the question around permission, I think cancer gave me permission, which is really sad, because I know that is what happens to a lot of people. Something happens in their life and they're like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm over this. But for many years before, I was seeking. I've always been a seeker. I remember even as a small child, like, you know, the scholastic book orders and getting attracted to like those, what do they call them? Like the genomes or the like crystal books and the diaries. And, you know, when I look back on my life, I've always been a seeker. Because as a child and as a teen, I was really depressed. I didn't understand how to manage my mental energy. I didn't understand what energy was. And when I became a mother at the age of 18, I remember looking at my son and all of a sudden feeling like I need to become the woman or human that I most desire you to be. And that really, you know, pushed me on this journey of co-creating my life with my children and not doing everything for my children. So nobody talks about, here's the thing. Resistance is a beautiful space in growth. And I did not grow up as somebody that was motivated or involved in physical sports or anything like that. So I didn't understand the like physically going to the gym, like when it hurts, that's when growth happens, right? But we give up right before that moment of resistance, because as humans, we are conditioned not to get uncomfortable. That's uncomfortable. Don't go there. That's dangerous, right? And then I find in this online space, you know, there's the heavy masculine where you're going to, sometimes it's like, you got to go deep. You got to get dirty. You got to get gritty. It's like hustle, grind. And I'm like, okay, I'm dying over here. Like I'm out of breath and, I can't get out of bed. Like, I don't know what to do. And then there's the complete opposite where it's like, just sage the room and meditate and pray and do all these things.
Love crystals.
Oh, I love crystals. I have them all over. Look at, I have this candle that has crystals in it.
Nice.
Like, I got it all. I have it all.
Yeah.
And I've been on both sides, but then there was this like messy middle that I didn't see a lot of women talking about. It was either there was a lot of masculine in them and they're like, just get shit done. Mm-hmm. Or there was a lot of feminine in them. And it was like, let's just pray on it and meditate on it until you get the clarity. And I like to fall somewhere in the middle. And Cancer really taught me that, because when I was at my wit's ends, and I remember, and I talk about this in this book, in the book, there was a story I share about, it was one day in, I was going through treatment, but I was at home and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm on the bathroom floor because, you know, that's where the magic happens, is always on the bathroom floor, crying in fetal position. And I'm like, I'm going to die. Like, just fears paralyzing me. And I'm just sitting with the fear because I can't run away from it. Like, I'm backed into a corner. So this is resistance, right? I'm feeling it. I'm like, okay, you just can't run away from this. Like, feel it. And I'm getting quiet with myself. And all of a sudden I can hear this voice saying, Heather, you are not afraid of dying. You have no idea how to feel alive. You have no idea how to feel good. Yeah. I've developed an athlete mindset, even though I've never identified as an athlete. I am mentally identifying as an athlete. I mean, 2020 to me was I can't even say it was a wake up call for me, because I felt like I've been there before. I mean, 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, which is a big part of what the book is about. My book, Dying to Be a Good Mother. And I remember being in isolation, and I remember all my crap hitting me in the face and having to really work through everything. So when COVID happened and lockdown happened, I was like, deja vu, like, I've been here before. And so I know that in those moments of uncertainty and pressure and chaos, and, you know, you're trying to manage all these people, you're homeschooling, you are like trying to run your business or, you know, manage your team, and they have all their lives going on. It's you as the leader need to show up. And because of the life that I've chosen and the career that I've chosen, like, I need to be on my game all the time. And that doesn't mean I need to show up all the time and I'm this like performer. It's just being mindful of my energy. And so that's how I've been able to energetically. And when I say energetically, I mean my physical energy, my mental energy. Like,
yeah.
I see food as fuel. I move my body because my body is the machine. And if it's weak, like, it's so associated to brain fog and everything else. I watch how I treat myself. Like, that's been a big one this year, is like, you know, okay, I'm supposed to do 10 reps and I only did 5. Like, am I a failure? No, like, you still did 5 reps, like, move on. Right.
Well, isn't that inner critic can be so energetically draining, right?
Yeah. 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 And I know that it's going to happen. I know, you know, putting my message out there into the world, the vulnerability of that, the feedback, the criticism, or not, right? But I have to focus on the impact that I'm going to make. And I'm really focused on imperfection. I'm like, everybody, we're human. Let's be human. And when I get very fixated on lack mindset or the inner critic, my go-to is, 100 years from now, nobody is going to remember this. It's not about doing for others. It's truly not about fixing or rescuing or controlling, right? Our children, our partners, our clients, the world, our friends, our family, and taking on their burden. The more I learn and dig deeper, it's like, become like your strength and your resilience and share.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're sharing our stories, but when we're also sharing like a little bit of, how did you do that? Like, you know, the mental strength, or like, how did you move through that? Mm-hmm. It's, you're giving somebody else like the tools of like, not only can you do this, like I did it, I'm living proof,
right?
But come on, you can do this. And I think there's multiple things that I had to go through, and cancer was like the marathon,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have a choice. And I think that's almost, that's the contrast, right? Like, I think as women, we know what we want. I think as humans, we know what we want, even if you say, I don't know. We know what we don't want, and we mm-hmm. just have to keep pulling back the layers and saying, like, what's the breadcrumb? Like, what's the little thing that's going to lead me to the next thing? And I was just backed into a corner, and it was like, you don't get to say yes or no. Like, no is death. Yes is living. And you just have to say yes and keep figuring out how to feel alive, keep figuring out how to feel energized, keep figuring out how you're going to pay the bills. And mm-hmm. the alternative is not even an option. So get it out of your head, Heather. Like, just stop. Mm-hmm. Because that is death, and your children will not have a mother. And if that's what you want, you get to entertain those thoughts. But if that's not what you don't want, you don't even put any energy or attention there. And so right. it was just laser focus, because my determination was I needed to survive. And people, and I didn't just want to survive. I wanted to thrive. I wanted to mm-hmm. live a good life. And a lot of people would be like, you're a survivor. And I don't even like, I mean, the book is based on my journey, but it's not all about cancer. Mm-hmm. And I don't even, it's part of my story. It's, you know, made me who I am today. But I tell people, like, you don't need to call me a cancer survivor. I'm like, what happens to the people that quote unquote haven't survived? Does that mean they failed? I'm like, listen, I have so many women in my life that I've lost to cancer who lived like every last drop and made such an impact. And if my last day is today, or it's 10 years from now, or 50 years from now, we truly do not know how much life we have left in us. We do not know.
Right.
And I think we need to get our heads out of our asses and realize that why, with the time you have left, are you focusing your energy and attention on what you don't have and why you can't do something? Right. Or are you willing to say, I'm going to try, it's going to be uncomfortable, I'm going to fail again and again and again and again, but I am determined to figure out how to feel alive.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.